It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing, who are, you're here, their relatives probably aren't.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. A very special Friday here. We are enjoying the company of the Idea Diarrhea Boys.
Good friends.
These gentlemen spew out more ideas within 5 seconds than I think anybody. Have you guys ever thought about going to work for Google or Yahoo or something like that? We're discussing some very, very interesting things. And I'll tell you what's exciting about this radio station and just the whole concept here is a lot of these ideas we're talking about are things that I believe there is enough will in this studio currently
we could push them through
to to make it happen. So, you know, just keep listening to this station, and you will be very pleased to hear that we're going to be maybe hitting the road, doing our own little thing. Because, you know,
maybe this weekend.
Didn't this entire cocktail party, in Duke's, didn't this come out of jealousy? I mean, isn't this really
and hurt?
Where, I mean, it was hurt, painful.
Hurt buzz.
Exactly.
And disdain.
All right, well, we're going to get to the very first buzz of the afternoon. And after that, I want to talk movies because I've heard a certain member of the Big O and Dukes show speaking very strongly about a particular film that's out that I was going to take my kids to this weekend.
You want to hear this.
I may not
after Sex
I
in the
hear
City.
Him. Let's go.
Hold it. Can Andrew bring a beer in here?
What do you mean?
For me.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
All right. I wanted to throw
of
that
course.
In there.
Of course.
Andrew Beer.
Carte blanche.
Andrew Beer.
Stop.
I sound like Rachel Ray.
Let's hear it from EJ.
It's from last night. I'm working out and not getting enough rest.
You put stones to her, though, right?
What?
You put stones to Rachel Ray.
Yes. Yeah.
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 In front of my grandmother.
Rachel Ray, absolutely.
Sure, me too.
Absolutely. I'm trying to go through. And then if you want to talk about women on the Food Network in order of, and I love your little put the stones to, numero uno would be, is it Giada De Laurentiis?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Also on the Today Show. Yeah.
With Clivaggio Grande.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then, this is a surprise, Simply Homemade with Sandra Dee and her D's.
Oh, I don't know.
Her double D's. I know she's a pain in the ass, Rob, but I
swear
to God.
She wouldn't let you do it in the kitchen.
I would cover her with that frosting.
And just, easy. And at number four, Alton Brown.
Alton Brown. Stain. I'd pick his moles off, cover them with honey.
Oh.
And bury him out in the backyard
That's
with
love
the fire
talking.
Ants in Florida.
Florida.
Now it's time for our first buzz with Buzz Burbank.
Oh, yes, and speaking of Florida, hurricane season starts Sunday. Two forecasters at Colorado State University predict there will be 15 named storms that form in the Atlantic this year, with 8 of them turning into hurricanes.
You know, based on the tornadoes that I've seen in the Midwest, if it's anything similar, you can't, I don't know if it's cyclical, I don't know if it's global warming, but I am, I'm a little freaked out because, you know, as I said, I do go down there a lot. Mm-hmm. And the one that they got that everybody stayed in Fort Myers for was, God, I forgot, Isabel maybe? Or, and then one was called Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever it was, they stayed for one.
Charlie!
Charlie came in backwards.
Here I come! F you, Key West! I'm a Murata! You're F!
Anyway.
The only hurricane to wear overalls and no shirt. I'm
that's right.
Here I come. Cut my arm off. I'll grow another one back. Why do I sound like Rachel Ray?
Oh, Charlie, you're not well.
Oh,
you were smoking last night,
I'm
Charlie.
I'm dying.
Your fingernails grow
you shouldn't
long.
Smoke, Charlie.
My nails are long.
Are they?
Jesus, that's horrible. Go ahead, Bozo.
The experts estimate a 70% chance that a hurricane will make landfall before the season ends on November 30th.
I could use a hurricane right now. The kind you get in New Orleans.
That's a good drink there, hon, sure.
Yeah, there. Nice hurricane with a hurricane mix, huh?
Yeah,
Bourbon
sure.
Street. We'll go down to Bourbon Street, eat a praline, and have some hurricanes.
Why does the whole street smell like urine there,
oh,
Cher.
Oh, boy, the whole place smell like somebody poo-poo right in the middle of the street.
Oh, Cher.
Yeah, Mr. Chad Duke's having a little aneurysm with his big old mohawk over there.
That pronounced aneurysm.
I say we go down to Cafe Dumont for a big old coffee. What do they call that drink? What that drink there? A cafe au lait.
Yeah, with the chicory there,
and
Cher.
And then we have the big old muffins. What they call them muffins?
What?
Beignets.
Beignets.
Muffins.
Square donuts.
That's right. You lived in New Orleans, didn't you?
That's right.
Oh, you smoke a lot of pot in New Orleans, didn't you?
I believe, as I recall, it was cold.
Buzz Burbank with the news and the weed.
Damn it!
What?
Cursing at work is the most likely thing to get you fired.
You could have done a better one than that. Well, we wouldn't.
I don't know.
It
seemed to work.
I don't know.
You
shocked
me. Caught your attention.
Almost right. Soiled myself.
A new survey by a career site called Ladders.com has 38% of bosses saying they have fired someone for swearing in the office.
You're going to have to sort of reel it in, Ant, here.
Yeah.
The cursing.
I can't. I can't, Michael.
Who are you?
I'm Ant here. F you.
As wow. Grounds for firing, swearing, cursing beats out drinking on the job.
Oh.
We're doing both.
We're lucky to be employed, gentlemen.
Cheers. Here we are. Cheers. Nostrovia.
Timmy, you're going to have to calm down in the office.
I don't know, Captain. I have a real problem with making bad words in the office.
I also like to drink beer.
I like to drink beer and have a lovely malt beverage. Okay. I'm not in Atlantic City because I have to work hard.
You're cooking the books.
Yes, sir. All of the people. I'm working with Mike Wiener. Yeah, how you doing, bud?
Making too many personal calls is reason number three at 28%. And you know what your coworkers hate?
What?
98% of them. At number one,
Kevin?
Say... stealing, well, here.
BDK!
But in general, 98% say it's stealing food from the office refrigerator.
I do
have a brief question about that because I was putting my beer in the office refrigerator. I was not aware of this before. I've been by that refrigerator before. Did someone urinate on the floor up there or something?
Again?
Have you noticed the odor? Have you been up there recently?
I don't like to go up there. It's probably a weekender.
It's our New Orleans motif.
It was not bad food. It was not rotted food. It was not sinks in the... It was not dishes in the
Mike's
sink.
Mike's
Oh, dear. He got excited.
Sinks in the dishes.
Found out about a new release from
Queensryche.
We've got
sinks in the dishes. That is a, you know, that is a clear sign when the alcohol has hit the cerebral cortex.
Yeah, right
there. I just said sinks in the dishes.
Right there, Cher. You can drink it this year.
If you get a chance when you're up there, it really smells like we.
I'll run right up.
Thank you.
Again today, parental discretion advised. It appears a jury in Tampa might not have to or might not get to finish watching their 8 hours of twisted porn.
Oh, that's a shame.
The judge. It sure is, Dean. It sure is.
Keep those cards and letters covered.
Ah, what a shame you can't see the porn, old jury.
The judge shut down the video after just 40 minutes, saying it will be very difficult for this jury to sit through five of these. She's talking about the videos produced by Maxworld Entertainment, as its owner stands trial on federal obscenity charges. His Max Hardcore website is what the name implies, complete with bodily functions one usually doesn't associate with sex.
Oh, the snack pack is here.
Snack pack.
That's good.
Good.
Happy Friday.
And to you.
Happy Friday.
Some folks, of course, are just plain twisted.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, he said.
Buzz, are you into the internet porn? I mean, I know you're a porn connoisseur.
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid I am.
Have you been into efublank.com?
I have.
No, I've not been to that one, I don't believe.
Put that, Rob, you know what I'm talking about. Put
it, is that free? Is it free?
Yeah, yes. But it's more entertainment than fapping
it's
value.
Most twisted.
Yeah.
Have you been to the kingsofreality.com?
No, I've not seen that one either.
Well, I didn't realize they were kings.
I have just a couple of favorites.
Do you ever pay for your sites?
Oh, never. Heavens no. Why, when so much is free?
Hey, I got a question for you guys. When John Norman started producing your show, did you, like, double your porn sites?
No, I just bought Kevlar. Guy's a psychopath.
He knows those sites, though.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
I still have NudeTube. My favorite is a good one, yes.
There you go.
A go-to, wonderful go-to.
That's how we first found John to employ him.
Yes,
he was on that site.
He was on NudeTube.
Yes.
With two guys.
I know.
And one horse.
It was great. And 15 cats.
This is the kind of stuff you usually have to pay extra for. In Palm Beach, an 18-year-old honor student has been permanently barred from having any pets or animals of any kind.
Yeah, Rob.
Now that a judge has seen the video of the young man having his way with a German shepherd in his bedroom.
Was it a large German shepherd?
Yes.
Oh, the persecution.
The guy lives with his mother, and she, too, has been barred from having animals, even though she insists she knew nothing about this.
Hold on, Buzz. I know you. I want to get back to this because I want to pay attention to it, and if I don't take this call right now that's blinking at me,
it's
I won't
distracting you.
Pay attention to it because I'm
it's a shiny call.
Drinking vodka. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Mike, you're on the show.
Yeah, I had a question about you play the Xbox Live on COD4, correct?
No.
No, okay.
Next question.
Pay attention.
I thought you guys were talking about that because I
played
on the PC.
Well, some of the people in here
version.
Do. Excuse me. What?
Yeah,
what?
I played on the PC.
Talk when I talk. Talk when I talk. Talk when I talk.
He wants to tell you what he does.
Several people in the studio have played online. Yes, my friend. What can we do for you?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say that I also play online, and I play under a name Newbie.
That's great.
We'll look for you.
Can I get my gamer tag?
Do you have a German Shepherd?
Mr. Dukes has something to say. Can I give out my gamer tag? Yes, give out your gamer tag.
Chad Dukes.
Chad Dukes. Very good.
Why the mystery?
Okay. Gamer tag's Chad Dukes.
So did he get busted for banging the German Shepherd?
Yes, he did. And they've both, he and his mom, have both been banned from having pets. Mom says she's sickened by what she's learned, but that she did nothing wrong and that she says, shouldn't be punished for the sins of the son.
Okay, there's the German Shepherd.
Yes, he's not happy.
Really?
Or she's
learning to work the machines. Here's another one.
That's not a German Shepherd.
Norman! Away from that cat.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. An angry dog.
Quite a sight.
That's a lovely dog.
You can see that on that EF website.
Wow. It's going to last a little longer. I got this for you.
Wow.
Oh, God. Hold on.
It's an animal orgy.
Mm-hmm. This is the actual incriminating video. Mm-hmm. That was recovered.
Well, clearly more than just a German Shepherd
involved. Persecuted this young man. It's the moment of truth coming up here. Here we go. Yeah. There it is. Thank you very much.
I'm slightly turned on.
Very well trained.
Let me slide over a bit.
Whoa.
In Dallas, Oregon, a man's been convicted of leaving DNA on a friend's wife while she was sleeping.
Jesus.
Well, I think you know what I'm saying here.
I know exactly what you're saying.
The accused was spending the night with the couple in a separate room, they thought. The victim says she was awakened by something wet.
Woo!
She says she found the guy standing over her. But because there was no skin-to-skin contact, under Oregon law, it doesn't rank as third-degree sexual abuse.
Wow.
And because of that, this may become a landmark legal case.
I'm getting on a train.
A train.
Big weekend.
The friend, meanwhile, will spend 30 days in jail.
See you in Salem.
There is, I'm glad to say, a brighter side to sex. According to one financial advisor, sex can make you wealthier.
I don't like spam!
I don't know why I played that. Because it's
always
new.
Entertaining.
It's just new.
I don't like spam!
The toys.
All for toys.
Eight reasons sex can make you wealthier, according to the guy from savingsadvice.com. Mm-hmm. If, number one, if the sex is great, you spend less money on movies and entertainment in general.
Yeah, but that's not wealthy. That's not like you're going to win the stock market.
No, but
that's
it's by watching
the nickels and dimes for most people that makes the difference for them.
I had a restaurant consultant say that to me one time. Mm-hmm. You have to watch the pennies
and
to
the
make
dollars.
The dollars.
The dollars will take care of themselves.
Didn't that work out well?
Courtesy Ben Franklin Gold.
Yeah.
Number two, great sex will keep you from going to the mall where you would have spent even more money. Three, you'll spend less on restaurants by deciding to eat in instead.
You know,
Mike.
Do you buy that? That's crap. I mean, it's just somebody, what they're saying that you know, have sex all the time and you're all sweaty.
I know what Buzz means when he says eating in.
Yes. We're tired and sore.
Great sex helps you keep organized because you'll make the most of your time so you can get back to the sex.
That's a lie.
Number five, science has proven that great sex keeps you healthier, saving money on medical costs.
I believe that.
That is true.
I believe sex is aerobic. I believe sex cleans out everything, and I think it's fine.
And I believe I'm dying.
Yeah, we're on a different planet.
Yeah, we're
in
the twilight zone.
What do you mean, what?
We
don't even like having sex anymore.
You don't really?
Why?
Hold on, you're much younger men. How old are you? You're 30 and you're 32,
29.
29, so you're both babies, and you're already burned out on sex?
Yeah. Please explain.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, that's a...
And then I want to hang out afterwards.
Rob, make a note of that. I will deal with this. We're not going to talk to Chad about the movie. We're going to talk about this.
Nice.
You look upset, Mike.
A lot of sweating.
Bothered by that.
I'm a little bothered, too.
I'm very concerned.
Buzz actually takes personal offense to that.
I'll tell you.
Well, Buzz was getting ready to seduce you.
You know what? We're going to have an honest discussion, and they are being honest about this.
Yes, they are.
This whole, you know what guys like to do, especially guys on the radio? They like to talk about how, hey, the libido is fantastic.
Yes.
You know what? You're hearing more and more people being a little bit more legit about
honest.
That.
Sure.
And guys aren't the machines. You know, I heard on The View, who is the other black lady? Thank you, Rob. Who's the other black lady besides
Sherry Shepherd?
Sherry Shepherd was saying, I don't know any man who would ever turn it down any time. And I was sitting there going, oh, you're so effing wrong. Because guys are, you know, we're human beings, and there's a time, and then there's
turn
not
down
a time.
Sherry Shepherd anytime.
You know what? No, I swear to God, now. Okay. Table that. Yeah. I wasn't going to say that.
Will you put stones to Sherry
Shepherd? I find her strangely attractive.
That is strange.
I do. I swear to God.
She's smart. I know that.
She paints herself up nice.
No, but she isn't wrong.
I know. She's really stupid, Jeff.
But I digress.
Well, the medical thing, I think we believe, is legitimate. The rest of it, you're right, is kind of lame. He says affairs are expensive, sex with your hot wife is cheaper, and so on. But here's the bottom line. Financial advisor says a hooker told him once, don't marry her if she's not good in bed.
I believe that.
Advice to live by.
Very good idea.
Coming up in your Hollywood buzz, our salute to Harvey Korman. And in your final buzz, the four-day work week grows closer to reality. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cocktail Party Friday. We will come back with the legendary Jack LaLanne. And what better time to speak to a fitness guru when they're getting all soused on your radio show.
Maybe he can give some advice to these boys about sex.
Yes. You know what? I swear to God.
I bet he can.
One of my questions for him, I'll ask him if he's active. I want to know that.
I guarantee you he is.
93, soon to be 94. Mm-hmm. Jack LaLanne will be our guest. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.